There are more ways to do it than one. You know, and sometimes we get so wrapped up in our remembrances that we take a much more somber approach, but this really is a time of celebration. It's a time that we remember the blessings that God has placed before us in terms of the people who have come in and who have touched our lives. And when they have funerals down in New Orleans, they do it that way. They do it with a celebration, with the understanding that the saints are those who have touched us, those who have blessed us, those who have made us, in part, the people we are today. Henry Winkler turned 70 years old on Friday. Does everybody know who Henry Winkler is? Who's Henry Winkler? He's the Fonz. He taught us about being cool in the 50s. He taught us about jumping the shark, which I never really understood because I missed that episode. But I guess it's taking things to such an absurd extreme to try to get a good television rating. Henry Winkler played a role that got him pretty much pigeonholed, that he wasn't able to do a whole lot after that because everybody would look at him and they'd see the Fonz. When I was in high school, Ricky Rensel was the Fonz. He was in my homeroom. Now, he wasn't just the Fonz for Halloween. He was the Fonz. Part of what happened in my school district was they would take differently able and gifted students and they would place them in regular classrooms. And Ricky was one of those students. And he would dress with a black coat and the blue jeans and his hair greased back. And he would greet you with, "Hey." Now, high schools can be mean places. And it would be easy to see somebody like Ricky really being the brunt of the abuse of some really nasty people. But he didn't experience that. Because Ricky had a friend. Ricky's friend was Eddie Hartman. And that kind of put Ricky in a place of safety. Because Eddie Hartman was the star athlete of the school. He was the starting high school quarterback. He was a track and field guy. And he was probably one of the kindest people you'd ever want to meet. He was the son of a Presbyterian pastor. He was tall, he was good looking, he had pretty much everything laid out for him, and he lived life in a way that I'm sure made his father proud, because he embraced people like Ricky. He treated everybody with the same sense of kindness and compassion and love that is really expected of all of us. But something that you don't really expect of somebody of Eddie Hartman's stature. That's who Eddie was. He lived his life that way. He treated everybody pretty much in the manner that Jesus would expect us to treat one another. When he graduated, he went on to school, played football for Westminster College, had a pretty successful career. He had dated his high school sweetheart all through college, and once they graduated, he proposed marriage to her. They had their rehearsal dinner. And on the way home from the rehearsal dinner, a drunk driver decided he no longer wanted to live and crossed the center line on purpose and killed not only Eddie, but his best man, who was his cousin, at the age of 22. We remember these kind of tragic stories because we see people like Eddie, who were so blessed and so gifted and so kind. And we wonder sometimes why it is the fact that they were erased from our presence so early in their lives. Because they were such a gift. They had so much to give. And it makes us wonder. But the reality, I believe, of Eddie's life is the fact that in those short years that he was there, present with us, he gave this world so very much. He gave us lessons of life and lessons of love and lessons of tolerance and lessons of peace. And they are obviously, for me and for others, lessons that live on in my heart. When we talk about All Saints Sunday, we talk about this day that God has blessed us with in terms of remembering people like Eddie. People who have reached out and touched this world, changed this world, but most of all, and most significantly, changed who we are. People who have given us life lessons. People who have found a way within our hearts and our souls that allow us to be able to be better people. And we celebrate those blessings today. We especially this day remember those people who have made this world what it is for us, and who have made us the people that God has called us to be in terms of looking for our better nature and our better angels and living out our lives in a way that would make all of these saints proud. The ones who have touched us directly and the ones who have touched us indirectly. Because when you think about what we have, those people that we have had direct contact with in our lives that have so blessed us, they in turn have been formed and shaped with the love and the compassion of others that we do not know. And yet those saints' lives live on within us also. Because it is a progression of love, it is a progression of faith, it is a progression of what God has blessed this world with that continues on from generation to generation, person to person, allowing us to celebrate the gifts that God has placed within each of us. And while All Saints' Day is a day that we hold sacred in terms of remembering those who have gone before us, the reality is it is a day that we celebrate not only those who have passed on, but those who remain here with us today. Because we have shaped the lives of others. And we in turn have been shaped with the lives of the people here in this community of faith and in other places that we've been part of. You see, we too are blessed. Now that might be hard for some of us to swallow. But God has blessed each of us with unique abilities and skills, compassion, but most of all His love that allows us to be able to share ourselves with the people we have contact with. Living out our lives as those who have been blessed through the waters of baptism, those who have been called by God to stand and make a difference within this world by taking what we've been given and sharing it with the world around us, being able to reach out and touch people in need, being able to shape the lives of individuals that we encounter on a daily basis, living our lives like Eddie Hartman, living our lives in compassion and grace and goodness and love. Living our lives not for ourselves, but for the sake of the world around us. Taking those things that God has blessed us with and making this world a better place through what we do, through what we say, through how we love, but most of all, through what we share. We have been blessed with innumerable gifts. The greatest gift of all is the gift of the Holy Spirit's presence in our lives through the waters of baptism. And that is a gift that calls us forth from this place to live our lives with all the saints, to be able to reach out to people in need, to be able to touch the lives of people through what we say and through what we do, to be able to live our lives as God intended. Eddie Hartman is a saint in my world. He wasn't perfect. But the fact is that he did what I saw as his very best, to share those blessings that God has placed within his life, to be able to make a difference in the world, maybe not on a global level, but certainly on an interpersonal level. And as we celebrate the saints within our lives, understand that God has called you to be exactly that to the world around you. A saint willing to give and willing to love. A saint willing to share and proclaim through word and deed the blessings that God has placed within your world and within your heart. A saint celebrating each and every day the blessings that God has placed within our world. Celebrating the lives of the saints that have gone before us and the saints that will come after us. Living our lives to allow the world to know exactly who God has called us to be. A saint. A blessed child of God.